This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is probably headed for a few months of dry, warm weather. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration suggests the southwestern half of Colorado is likely to be warmer than normal from November through January. The southern edge and southeastern corner are leaning drier. Drought is also expected to continue or worsen on the western slope and the eastern plains. Coloradans may be the first people in the nation to drink recycled wastewater sent straight to their homes. The state is moving to regulate direct potable reuse. That's the process of treating sewage and sending it directly to taps without being dispersed in a larger body of water. Cities like Castle Rock already rely on indirect potable reuse, which involves dumping treated wastewater into streams and rivers to stretch supply. Water managers say it'll still be years before direct wastewater systems become common. Starbucks has shut down a Colorado Springs location that was the first in the city where employees voted to unionize. The company says it's closing the store for safety reasons, but employees like Leo Sanchez believe the closure is retaliation. She plans to help clean out the store today.
It's almost like we are getting our faces rubbed into the idea of this is what happens when you try to unionize. I know people that are coming don't want to be there, but it's just we aren't necessarily in a position where we can afford not to show up to work.
Nationwide, more than 200 stores have voted to unionize this year, but none have negotiated a contract with Starbucks yet. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Colorado Springs, it's 51 degrees.